For the second week in a row, Jesus introduces us to the fundamental post-resurrection message. Peace be with you. What does that mean to experience true peace? I want to suggest to you that it is not something that we can entirely count on in this earth. I'm going to focus on the reading from the Acts of the Apostles because I think it's a perfect example of what we really need to experience the peace that Jesus is inviting us to. The real peace that comes from the reality of his passion, death, and resurrection. Upon first glance at this reading, it seems kind of ironic and hypocritical for Peter to be accusing the people of denying Jesus. He denied Jesus 3 times. It seems unusual that Peter should be able to stand boldly in front of people and tell them what they've done wrong. But that's based on our human experience. The beauty of this reading is that Peter has truly experienced what it means to have his sin wiped away. The eradication of his sin is exactly what empowers him to boldly speak to these people, to boldly challenge them to convert, just as he did. Because he knows the ignorance of our humanness gets in the way of our understanding of God, and therefore our understanding of the peace that God won for us in his resurrection. Someone very dear to me, who is also a very talented businesswoman, was sharing with me a story about something that happened in her place of work. And it reminded me of the value of the sacrament of reconciliation. She was talking about a particular intern who had made an error in the work that they were doing. And in making that error, the intern wasn't sure what to do. The intern knew that he had made an error, but he felt kind of embarrassed and ashamed, and so he didn't want to tell anybody. So he went back to the procedural manual and tried to fix the error, tried to teach himself all over again what it is he needed to do. But in not telling his boss about the error wound up being revealed to the boss through a client. So the boss had to face the embarrassment of letting something in error come out of the office. I think it's a perfect example of reconciliation because I think in human terms, it's very easy for us to want to avoid celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation. In that sacrament, we have to confess our failings. We have to confess our failings to another human being. There's a certain kind of humiliation that we feel in that experience. But I would suggest to you that the true value of that humiliation is not the perpetual feeling of humiliation, but a true freedom of letting go of our failing. The freedom of confessing our sins and being told that we are forgiven and being encouraged to do things differently empowers us, just like it empowered Peter. So had that intern gone to their boss and told the boss about the error, it would have prevented everyone from being humiliated. That's the peace that God invites for each one of us. The peace of really experiencing the expiation of our sin. The sacrament of reconciliation is meant to free us of that. But even in the midst of the sacrament of reconciliation, some can step away from that sacrament still holding on to the guilt and shame of their wrongdoing. That's not what the sacrament is for. That's not why Jesus died. Jesus died so that when we confess our sins to God, God will forgive and forget. And unfortunately, sometimes we are forgiven, but we remember. We remember our guilt. And the guilt comes in a form of shame. And the shame prevents us from experiencing real peace. This experience of the Eucharist is meant to feed us, but it's meant to feed us in that sense of peace. That's why we're encouraged in the Easter season, in particular in the Easter season, but throughout the year, not to approach the table if we're not prepared to experience God's peace. Coming forward this morning, open your heart. Unlock the doors of your heart to experience the true peace of God. To experience the true expiation of your sins. Your sins are wiped away. They're not covered over. They're wiped away. If we can experience that, if we can invite that in a very real way into our hearts, then Jesus will not have to constantly repeat the message, "Peace be with you." We will be able to recognize it and embrace it the moment it leaves his lips.